We are learning Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Kuvav Amabez, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuvav Amabez, two-thirds of the way down to Amid. Actually, the premise is before that, this siman is going on the Mishnah. The siman is that Eitzim Zav, Yayin Oila, Toida, and Shar. Not only this Mishnah, it's going on the following Mishnahis as well, different Nidarim that a person said, Harei Alai, what, like Harei Alai Eitzim, or Harei Alai Zav, Harei Alai Yayin, that's all part of the siman. It's actually missing some of the, in this siman, some of the things are missing, because but it could be, it was like the beginning of Mishnahis, they broke it up with different Mishnahis. Let's see the Mishnah. Someone says, Harei Alai Eitzim. He says, he's going to cover himself to bring a carbon Eitzim. The loch is, Lo Yifchais V'Shnei Gzirim. He has to bring at least two logs for the carbon Eitzim. If he says, Arei Alai Levoino, Lo Yifchais V'Kaimitz, can't bring less than a Kaimitz. Zok the Mishnah, Chamisha K'matzimim. There are five times we find by Menachos, like an idea of a Kaimitz. Ha'imer Alai Levoino, Lo Yifchais V'Kaimitz. If someone says, Arei Alai Levoino, he shouldn't bring less than a Kaimitz. That's number one. Hamanadev Mincha Yavi Mekaimitz Levoino. If you're not the Mincha, you bring with you a Kaimitz Levoino. Hamailas a Kaimitz Bechutz is Chayib. If you maila a Kaimitz Bechutz, you Chayib. And Shnei Bezichim is two and Shnei Kamatzim. That's two more Kamatzim. The question is, why don't we say, the loch is that if you bring a carbon bechutz, you chayev karas, parashas achrei mois. So that we know means if you bring a carbon. What about a mincha? So loch is a mincha is the same within. How much is the shear that you bring outside that if someone's chayev karas? A kaimitz. A malas a kaimitz, that's why they don't want to shear kamatzim. So actually, what's probably bothering you, that's really a shayla, it's a machlaikas. The Mesechta Zvachim says a kezayis is enough to be chayiv, not a kaimitz. So the Stam Mishnah over here, like the Mandiyama argues in the Rabbanon there. So Taisgra says a kaimitz lav dafka. It means lafuke tukmatzim. But in any case, the next case tukmatzim is shnei bezichi levayna. So far, the kaimitzim. I can ask me, what about this classic kaimitz? A kaimitz of every mincha that you bring on the Mizbeach. That'd be like you're missing the most important kaimitz. So Rashi says that's included in Aktara Bechutz. So Rashi, you have a high klala, have a mile of kaimitz befnim. The Aktara ma'ayasihi, hikali choshlu v'shisa. It's not considered a 6-1 because that's included in mile of Bechutz. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Someone said Reilai Eitzim or Reilai Levoina. Eitzim is Tugzirim and Levoina is a kaimitz. And then we said we interjected with Chamisha Kamatzim. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. This is the second simon, the Zav. Harelai Zav. Person says, I want to bring Zav to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yifchais b'dinner Zav. You have to give at least a dinner Zav. Kesef, lo yifchais b'dinner. Kesef also should be less than a dinner. Dinner Kesef. Nechoshes, lo yifchais b'ma'a Kesef. Don't bring less than a ma'a Kesef, which is around approximately 24 prutas. And the Ben Arya asks, why don't we say a pruta? Why don't you say a pruta? Which the Gemara really asks by Zav and Kesef, why don't you say a pruta? And the Gemara just says, because you don't have prutas made out of Zav usually, and you don't have prutas made out of Kesef. But you have prutas. So the Ben Aryeh, which is the Agoyis in the back, he wants to tell you that it was in a place where they didn't have pruta in the Chayshus. That's a little bit of a doichik. So I think the Sas Emes says that the pshat is because it's worthless. A pruta of Mechayshas is worthless. And you don't say a person, when he wants to donate, he's like, make it a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, or brings a penny. That doesn't pass. Therefore, it has to be at least a Mechayshas that's the value of a Ma'ar Kesef. Pirashti, let's say he said, he didn't say, he said a certain amount, but we don't know what he said. He doesn't know how much he said. He may be at Yemele Lekachas Gavanti. He has to bring as much as it could be that he was Miskavin. It can't be a $4 million. That much, you know, his whole salary is $100,000 a year. You know, it's not that much. But it has to be how much could be. You get to a number that it can't be today that much. To that number, you have to give that number. So let's say, you know, he makes $100,000 a year. So if he said he wants to give a donation, you know, up to maybe $5,000, $6,000 would be maybe something that's normal. That would be maybe how much you have to donate. So you have to figure it out. It's hard to figure it out. It has to figure out the number where it can, told here it could be used with chavim for this. So the Gemara. First Gemara will discuss the carbonates. It says in the Pasuk, V'nefesh kisakriv carbon mincha l'Hashem. And the word carbon is a ribui that we use a lot of times actually. But carbon, mulamish misnad v'meitzim. Living with carbon, you can misnad v'eitzim. The kama, how much is a carbon eitzim? Shnei gzim, two logs. How do we know that Eitzim is called a carbon? The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Nehemiah, so you see, it's called carbon Eitzim. Rebbe takes it a step further. He says, you know what? A carbon eitzim, not only is it a carbon eitzim, which is goes l'maracha, it has a din mamish of a carbon. Rebbe Yemet, eitzim, carbon name. It's mamish carbon. Tuna melech, and it's salt, like every carbon. Tuna hagasha, like every mincha. It has to be real close to the mizbeach. And Amar Rava, divi Rebbe, eitzim tuna kemitza. And he needs kemitza. How do you do kemitza? Rashi explains, you grind up the eitzim into very thin twigs, and then you make a kemitza. And the eitzim needs gzir eitzim to makiv it on the mizbeach. That's what comes out from Rebbe. So it comes out, it's Chacham and Rebbe. Chacham hold that the carbon eitzim is basically a way to bring fuel or logs to the mizbeach to burn things on it. And it's called a carbon because we have a pasuk that calls it a carbon. So therefore, when I'm given a dava, it has a din of a carbon, but it doesn't have all the dinim of kedusha guf of the carbon. It doesn't have the same kedusha as a carbon legabe all these halachas. Rebbe takes it a step further. It says it has kedusha guf as well, and therefore it has melach and agasha and kemitza and needs eitzim. It's a different level. Something more vital. Levon levichas melakaymitz. Frankincense. How much is it? Kaymitz. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah this amount. How do we know? Tanur Rabban Menala on the Chsiv says in the pasuk, "Veheiru mimenu bekumtzoi." You should take with your kaimitz meselas haMincha veshamna from the selas and the shemen. But es kol halavina, and we make a hekesh. Makesh halavina la rama the mincha. Ma rama the mincha. Just like the separation of the mincha is kaimitz, after halavina nami kaimitz. The halavina is also a kaimitz. Zok the Gemara vayta Tanur Rabban harei alay lemizbeach. If somebody's lost like this, I want to bring something to the mizbeach. We assume he means something that's kulei l'mizbeach. The only carbon in the world that's only l'mizbeach, exclusively and only l'mizbeach, and fully l'mizbeach, is a levina. And tomorrow we'll try to see if anything else. But harei alay l'mizbeach, yavi levina. You bring levina. She'en l'cho dava shekarv l'gav mizbeach, a levina. The only thing that's exclusively and fully l'mizbeach is levina, is a frankincense. Pirashti, being named my Pirashti, but he says, this he says, I was a fire as a certain carbon l'mizbeach, but I don't know which one. So we know it's more than one. So then, Yavim called Dovich Karl's back. Then I bring anything that goes to l'mizbeach and there's nothing for the head yet. For example, a oila, oila sa'if, oila spahema, so on and so forth. Those things are fully l'mizbeach, but not fully. Because some things, you do something else with it, but it doesn't, it's not eaten by kahan. So if he's the Reilam is back, it's only Levina. If he says Parashti, so then it spreads a little bit. Huh? Shlom or not? It can't be Shlom. Because Shlom, the people eat. It can't be Chazin, but it can't be something that the Kohen eat either. Only Bemizbeach. He said Parashti is something Lemizbeach. Since it's Parashti, so it has to be a few different types, but it has to be something that's fully Lemizbeach, but not fully. It has to be something that's not anything else besides Bemizbeach. So let's see. We'll get a little more clear and see the next tomorrow. When we say that Yavi Mekal Davash Karav L'Mizbeach, which means only a Levina, V'su Leka, there's no other ones, V'Ika Oila, isn't an Oila's Behema, Kula L'Mizbeach? No, there's some exception. Ika Oila L'Kanim. You take the skin off, and that goes L'Kanim. No, because that's Prash, because Maisa, the Achila is only Achila's Mizbeach. It's only Achila's Mizbeach. There's no other Achila anything besides Mizbeach. V'Eidma V'Ika Oila Sa'if. Oilas Evchar is all in his back. The Kohen doesn't get anything. On top of Zion mouth, the Merav Anotza, which is the insides of the Oilas Oif, they throw on the side of his back and get swallowed in Kaima. For Ika Nesachim, this is a third thing. Then Nesachim also, the Kohen doesn't eat anything of it. So well, Lashisim Azli. It goes Lashisim, and therefore it's not considered on his back. So when you parashti, it could be a choice of an Oila, of Oilas Oif. Or an asachim, three other things. Frank Marv Ika Minchas Asachim. Minchas Asachim is the what comes together with a carbon. That's soiles and shemen and the entire thing. Yemakiv. So the Marv Kivin the Ika Mincha the Achli Kanaminei. Since there's other menachos which Kanam eat lepsikalei. So therefore lepsikalei that when he says Dava Karvas Bech, he means Minchas Asachim because there are menachos that are eaten by the Kanim and therefore. He probably does not mean that. He probably does not mean that type of thing, because that goes under the umbrella of menachos, which are not included. It's saying the Mishnah, Reilai Zav, Leifchus B'din Azav, that if you say Reilai Zav, it should be less than Din Azav. Dilma Nascha, maybe means a bar of Zav, which is much more than dinner. Omer Abelaza, Dilma Matbeya, he said a coin. But Dilma Priti, maybe means a pruta. Omer a pruta of Zav. Omer Papa, Priti Dahav Le'av Dinshi. You don't make prutas out of Zav. That wasn't in circulation. Kesef, leave a chisma dinner, not less than a dinner, Dilman ask him, he's a bar of silver. Rav Elazar, don't matbe, he's not matbe, I'm doing priti. Rav Sheshesh is ba'asra, in this city, loisagu priti de kaspa, that they don't have in circulation silver prutois. The chayesh is looking about kesef. Tanya, Rav Elazar, Yaakov Eimer, so he said, not less than mal kesef. And on the Mishnah, we spoke out, the Ben Aryeh that asks, what about prutim, prutois? He said, two terutzim. Either it was a place where they didn't have prutois on the chayeshes, or as Fasama says, it's too little to be considered a chash of a donation. Tanya, Rav Elazar, Yaakov Eimer, lo yifchayes b'tzinura ketana shon chayeshes. Here's a different shear. Not the chayeshes that has a value of mal kesef. It shouldn't be less than a small little fork of the chayeshes. Now, Lamai Chazio, what would you use a fork and a chayshus for in the Beis Mikdash? On a baya, shemechatma psilois, you turn over the psilois in the menorah with this, and you clean out the nerois of the menorah from the ashes with this little copper fork. Now, Tosfos points out that it can't be the menorah. Rashi's mashmas the menorah. Rashi says, umekancha baneris shal menorah ma'afim shemasecha. Zok Tosfos, Tosfos the maskal shemoichdim, it's the second Tosfos. Lav shel menorah, that was Melkachayim Islu. It's a pasuk. It says Melkachayim, and it says made out of Zav. El shel shar neiros. You know, the Beis Mikdash has other neiros all around to light up the Beis Mikdash. Could be it was in the basement. We exactly where these neiros were. But that's what he used this for the other neiros in the Beis Mikdash and not for the menorah, according to Tosfos. So the Gemara Vayter, the last Gemara for the Mishnah. What happens if a guy says, Arei alai barzel? What do you have to bring? Tanya, Acher Maimrim, lo yifchais bekal yoirim. It should bring less. Then a kalyarev. What's a kalyarev? A kalyarev is a scarecrow. Basically, it's not really a scarecrow because it's not a scary thing, but it's an iron piece of, like an iron disc that's square, and they put it on top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. This way, the oirev, the ravens can't land. They'll cut themselves if they land on the roof because it has these sharp objects. So you turn, the barrels has to be the size of a kalyarev, a kama, how big is that? Or is it amal ama? It was an ama by ama. Iged amri, some bring down the price of this version. La yifchais ma'amal ama. Lamai chazah, what can you use amal ama for? So tomorrow, or reveis the kalyarev for this scarecrow to stop the ravens from coming. What's wrong if the ravens came? Because they could bring with them shkots of ramasim and bring tumah to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we don't want ravens hanging around the Beis HaMikdash. They would combat some because all the meat is there. They would really want to come. And therefore we have these things to stop them from coming. Now Tosfos points out in Dirmas Kali Yarev, the second wide line, Va'oid Perish Ba'aruch, Mikdash Rishon Shechina Shuruya Boy, Lo Yehoyu Tzrichin Kali Yarev. They don't need one. So Yehoyfa is Parchim Alav. Av Mikdash Sheini, So Yehoyusa Kedushasai, Kedushas Rishon, Hutzuchu L'Kali Yarev. And he asks, Tosfos asks from a Gemara Moed Katan, it's not so poshut what the Aruch says, but Ayin Sham, a Gishmaka Tosfos, what exactly was this Kalya Eirif?